six, five, six, seven, eight. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. So much going on in our community this week and this weekend as we approach the big Labor Day weekend. I'm guessing several of you are taking tomorrow off. I'm very jealous, but we'll be here on Pep Talk. But right now, I'm checking in with someone who's, God bless her, on vacation and is calling in anyway. My friend Lauren Clark, she is with the United Way of West Florida. Good morning, Lauren. She's the VP of Philanthropy and Communications. Thank you so much for calling in on your vacation.
Of course. I wouldn't be anywhere else but poolside and making friends with you and all your listeners.
I wonder if they'd let me do the show poolside. I kind of like the sound like pep talk from by the pool. What do you think?
By the pool. Love it. Yeah, you should wish for that.
I think so. So, Lauren, I appreciate you calling in. And the main reason I wanted to get United Way on is because you've got so much going on. Y'all do so much for our community. But I've heard of United Way my whole life, and this is the United Way of West Florida, which serves our area. But can you tell me a little bit, in case someone doesn't really know what United Way is all about, can you tell me about your organization? Obviously, you're a nonprofit and you're doing these things for the community. But what things? What are y'all doing?
Oh, goodness gracious, you only gave me a 30-minute segment, Meg.
I know, that is true. So this would be the condensed version, or highlights, as they say.
Yes, I'll give you the condensed highlights. Yes, ma'am. We do all sorts of stuff. So United Way of West Florida is part of a worldwide network, but the cool thing is that we get to make our programs whatever our community needs, and we are responding to those needs. Our big impact areas are youth opportunity, healthy communities, financial security, and community resilience. And we do addressing those things in all sorts of ways, but our main goal and tagline is mobilizing the community to action, bringing resources to the table, bringing people to the table, uplifting other nonprofits, organizations, making sure we all know what's going on and how to support each other. So the main thing United Way has been known for, we've been around for, this is our 101st year, which we're
wow.
so thrilled about being in the community.
Gosh, I didn't realize that long.
Yeah, you're stuck with us.
That's amazing.
Yes, we're really excited. We celebrated our 100th last year and had a blast. So we are basically about 100 years ago, all these people got together and said there's these handful of nonprofits in the town, which there's way more than a handful now, which we're so proud to be in this community with so many great people doing great work. But about 100 years ago, some people said, they don't have time to fundraise. Why don't we go into all these businesses and help them fundraise and give to these nonprofits that we've vetted, make sure awesome, do this mission work, and really support the community. And so we did that for decades and decades. And then as time went on, we said, okay, we're giving money to these incredible nonprofits, but what else can we do to make sure people get what they need in our community? So a big thing we do, and the most important thing I would stress to your listeners to remember, is 211. And that is our 211 Northwest Florida is our resource and resource line. And that's where you can call, just dial 211. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And you get connected with our resource specialist. And we have this massive up-to-date database of government resources, nonprofit resources, different agencies, and you can call with any problem under the sun, and our resource specialist will make sure things are vetted and connect you to things, because you can Google stuff.
Sure.
But by the time you do, who knows if the resource is up to date? Who knows if you're eligible? That website might not have the information. You call, no, we can't help you. Okay, I guess I'll call someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Asking for help is hard. So when asking for help has extra steps, it's extra hard. So what we do is we vet everything. We tell you your eligibility. We walk you through the process of any assistance you could need. And the great thing about our call specialists is that they're creative problem solvers. So we recently had somebody call in for rent assistance, and we couldn't find anywhere that month that was still doing rent assistance and still had money. But what we could do is find utility assistance and then say, all right, we can get your utilities paid for this month. Will that free up some money for your rent?
Oh, that's great.
And that actually, so they're problem solvers and work on all sorts of stuff, whether it's childcare, mental health, substance abuse issues, food assistance, rent, utilities. We're here for all of it.
Now, what are the hours for the 211 line?
24/7.
Oh, no kidding.
And
gosh.
It is 24/7. We're staffed locally. And it's great because so United Way of West Florida served in Escambia and Santa Rosa County for a majority of our programs. But our 211 resource line stretches all of the West 10 counties in Florida.
Wow.
So any of your listeners in that area can call in and get resources from us. But a couple of years ago, and it's 24/7 and it's confidential. So you can tell us anything under the sun, and they're the most understanding and helpful people. So it's free, which is exciting, and it's confidential. And we expanded a couple of years ago into 988, which is the suicide and crisis hotline. And let me tell you, crisis is in the name. But if you're just feeling blue, we'll be there for you and say, like, okay, who do you have in your life? How can they support you? Here's some resources. Here's some big crisis things that can help you right now. But also, here's just some small things you can do in your life to feel a little better.
Wow, and that's amazing. What's that number again? What's the number again?
It is 988.
988. Okay. So you don't have to necessarily be suicidal, but if you do have a little depression or some other things that are going on, they'll actually maybe find some resources or just listen.
Yeah. And honestly, I always tell people anything that is not your best deserves help. If you're not the happiest person right now and you're not living your best life, you deserve help. You don't have to be suicidal to decide, I'm going to call somebody, make a friend, and feel better. If you're not feeling better and you're best, you deserve that. Everybody does.
Wow. Well, these are just two of the great services that you provide. There
and
are
we
so
also,
many.
You can call 211.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can call 211 and also be connected to our Florida Veteran Resource Line. And we have special veterans peer-to-peer support who one of our amazing specialists will be on the phone to a veteran and just say, he says, all right, brother. And says,
right.
All right, brother, you wanna get coffee, talk about war stories and some resources for you? And he just meets with people. And then that same line has an AARP caregiver support line, which connects unpaid caregivers to any resources that they need. So we're just here to help people, and it's anybody can call in.
Okay, we're talking this morning with Lauren Clark. She's the VP of Philanthropy and Communications for United Way of West Florida, talking about the 988 emergency line for crisis and suicidal help, and also 211, which basically is a resource, or they will connect you to a resource for just about everything. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some of their upcoming events and how you can donate or volunteer with United Way of West Florida. And of course, if you have a comment or a question, you can send that in on our text line at 850-437-1620. And if somebody wanted to call United Way, just to call the offices or go to the website, what is that number and website, Lauren?
You can go to our website, uwws.org, and our phone number is escaping me right now, but it is.
Oh, I'll look it up.
It is 850-434-3144. 57.
Okay, great. All right, Lauren, hang on. We'll be right back with you in just a couple minutes, and we'll be back on Pep Talk to talk more about United Way of West Florida, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Lauren Clark with United Way of West Florida. Talked a little bit about the 988 line and the 211. But now, Lauren, let's talk a little bit about some of the events that you do in the community. I know the annual meeting, I believe, is coming up.
Yes, we're so excited. Like I said, we've been around 101 years. So we decided our annual celebration, which is where we celebrate the past year and look to the future. We decided, let's go back to the future. So we're doing a back to the future theme. Very excited. So you can come in your 80s year or your 50s year.
Oh, boy. Those 80s hairdos.
Celebrate the community. Yes, I've bought some hairspray. We'll see how the season goes.
That sounds like fun.
So we're really excited about it. Yes, and you can go onto our website. Tickets are $25 and support our mission. And you can go on our website and just search annual celebration and get to it for tickets. And they're selling kind of fast. So a lot of people want to have a good time with us.
So what's the date and time and location of the event?
You know, that's helpful information, isn't it? I was just expecting you guys to read my mind.
Oh, bless your
heart. It is September 5th. Doors open at 11. Program will start at about 11:45, and going to be good food. And we're excited for just enjoying each other's time. And it is a Sanders Beach Community Resource Center, which I'm going to get distracted looking at the beautiful water the whole time.
True, true. Well, that sounds wonderful. Do you have any other events coming up? Or we can also talk about ways people can donate or volunteer, because you're such a volunteer-based organization.
Yeah, well, first I want to say thank you to everyone in the community that supported Stop the Bus, our
annual school supply drive. I heard that was a huge success.
It's so fun. Yes, it's great. We are the only school supply drive that is endorsed by Escambia and Santa Rosa County School Districts both. And we raised through sponsorships, donations, all sorts of stuff, over $78,000 worth of school supplies.
Wow, that's incredible. And
we're so excited. And we're able to give school supplies to every single public school in both counties.
That's amazing. Wow. Congratulations.
Wow, we're thrilled about that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
And anybody who needs school supplies can directly contact the administration at their school and be able to get some help for their kids, because they're kind of pricey and it's getting expensive and tough out there. So we support that program. We had over 300 volunteers and had the best day. But another volunteer event we have coming up is called Day of Caring. It's October 24th, and that is a wonderful day where especially companies can get a team together and just have a blast doing volunteering work, whether it's yard work for a nonprofit, painting a school. We're even working with a nonprofit that's having a fall festival for their kids that they serve, and there's going to be a baby cow there. So I've got dibs on taking pictures of that event for sure.
Yes.
So I call dibs on that one.
Okay.
But we do. Last year we had over 750 volunteers in one day and just 65 projects.
That's incredible.
And we're aiming to blow that out of the water this year. So that's a great opportunity. You can go to uwf.org/dayofcaring. And we take individuals, too, and we can put a little team together. So anyone that wants to have a wonderful day celebrating the community can join us at that. But if you're just looking for volunteer opportunities, don't know what you're thinking, you can go onto our website and click Get Connected, which is our volunteer platform where you can go on and say, you know, I love kids. I love animals. I love seniors. I love this. And it matches you with opportunities that all sorts of nonprofits around here put on there, whether it's a one-day opportunity, episodic volunteering, coming in once a week, doing an event, all sorts of opportunities on there that we, again, we convene and mobilize the community and work to provide great opportunities to our nonprofit partners.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And then if someone's listening this morning and they just would like to donate, can you donate for a specific program or can you do general donations?
You can support us however you dream of. We love undesignated donations so that we can support our programs wherever we have the most need. But we also love somebody donating to a specific program that they care about. So you can go and just go to our website /donate/give and support us that way.
Okay.
But one other way to volunteer that I'm really excited about is called VITA. It's the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, and that runs all year, but it's real heavy in the spring during tax season. And that's where we take volunteers and we get them IRS certified to do taxes.
Wow.
And anyone can do it. You don't have to be an accountant. We have all sorts of people do it. And last year, we're very proud to have saved people money on filing. It's free to come and meet with us. We're trained to help you figure out all those tax credits that are weird and confusing and change every year. And there's all sorts of stuff. There's been wild changes this year. And this past year, we were able to get refunds for our community in the amount of $1.3 million that stays in our community and has an impact.
Oh, boy, that's
so
amazing.
We're so thrilled by those numbers. We did about 1,200 tax returns, and we're looking to grow that even more this year. So if anyone's interested in volunteering, we prep you, we get you ready, and we have a good time together.
That sounds fantastic. So we did have a question from someone that just got a text that sent into our text line, wanted to know, how can a business sign up for a project for the Day of Caring?
Love it. So excited to hear that.
Yeah.
Thank you for reaching out. They can go to uwwf.org/dayofcaring, and we have an interest form. And as soon as you submit it, we'll say, woohoo, let's do this, and we'll reach out to you.
Oh, excellent. Okay. You're doing pretty good poolside. We're talking with Lauren Clark. She is the on vacation, and she's the VP of Philanthropy and Communications for United Way of West Florida. And I would say for someone that's sitting poolside, you sound pretty good, my friend.
Of course I sound good. I'm poolside, Meg.
I know. I love it. Well, you do so much for United Way. It's an incredible organization, and we only have a half hour, so it's hard to get to all the many topics and programs that y'all are supporting in our community. But again, if you go to the website, you can find out more, find out how you can volunteer, how you can support, how your organization or business can get involved. But if you do have a question, we've got a couple minutes left coming up, so please feel free to text it into the Pep Talk text line at 850-437-1620. We'll be back with Lauren and United Way poolside. Is it too early for a pina colada?
I'm celebrating making a new friend this morning right after this. Don't you worry.
Okay. Well, we'll be back with Lauren, United Way, and Pep Talk in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking to Lauren Clark with United Way of West Florida. Lauren, we just have a couple minutes left this morning. Is there anything that you haven't had a chance to mention that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention again our 211 resource line and 988 suicide crisis line and tell all our wonderful listeners that if you remember anything that I've yapped about this morning, those are our free, confidential 24/7 lines. But I'm just excited to have gotten to talk to you today and learn a lot, tell people about our annual meeting that's coming up and Day of Caring. I also want to shout out the Escambia County Children's Trust for giving us a wonderful grant to start Healthy Schools Escambia. We're in 4 schools this year and ramping up to 6 next year, where we have resource specialists that do all sorts of things in Title I schools, whether it's bringing the doctor bus, the dentist bus, foster grandparents, YMCA after school programs, parent resources. Because it's hard out there, and it's hard to raise kids in general. There are a lot going on with them, but it's also hard when you don't have resources and you are one population we serve that we really stress is the ALICE population. So that's asset limited, income restrained, employed. And those are people who are above the federal poverty level that can't get a lot of resources, but still aren't making ends meet. They're one emergency away from things being really bad. And it's a lot of us in our community. It's your neighbor. It's probably a whole lot of you guys listening.
Mm-hmm.
And we support you guys through all of our programs and our resource lines. So just let us know what you need, and we'll connect you to what you need.
Well, it's amazing all the resources that you have, and I'm not sure people are completely aware of that. So that's why I'm excited that you focused today on the 211 line especially, because that is a great resource line, and it's no shame in asking for help and just finding out what's out there. There's so many things available, and I love the ALICE discussion because there are so many people living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, I read once that across the United States, 40% of Americans cannot afford a $400 emergency without going into crisis and are not stable to be able to afford that. So it's so many of us that are just day to day doing our best, and we're here to support you guys.
Well, thank you so much, Lauren Clark with United Way of West Florida. If you want to call their office, 850-444-7042, or you can go to the website, which is uwwf.org. Lauren, thank you so much. Thanks for all you do, but especially thanks for calling in on your vacation. I sure do appreciate you.
Of course. I had a blast with you. Thank you so much. And thank you to your listeners for spending time with us.